Right, now you're listening to Good Evening Wales with me, Adrian Masters, and Phil Parry, and we'll talk about singing telegrams. A singing telegram is much older than you think. Did you know that it's celebrating its 75th anniversary today? July the 28th, 1933. That was when a telegram operator with the American telegraph company Western Union sang a happy birthday greeting. Now you can have gorillas, policemen, or even strippers. Nothing so coarse about our next guest, though, I hope. Anyway, Dr. Howard Fredericks is a music technology expert, composer, and a singing telegram. With us as well is his wife, Laurie, who's also a singing telegram. Together, they run Singing Telegram Company, Oracle Music. Good afternoon, both.
Good afternoon, Adrian.
How did you end up as singing telegrams, then?
Well, we came here originally from the United States about 6 years ago to take up posts at Kingston University. But about 2 years ago, we were bullied out of our jobs, unfortunately, so we had to figure out a way in order to stay in this country to earn a living. And we thought, well, we would come up with a good way to earn a living using some of our skills, our musical skills, and we decided to form our company to do singing telegrams and to operate a recording studio.
And Laurie, had you ever done anything like this before?
Yes, actually, when I was in New York, after I had gotten a master's degree in opera performance, I supplemented my income on top of teaching, doing singing telegrams in New York City, where it's quite a lively scene, or at least was at the time.
Something tells me your operation is probably a little classier than certain other telegram operations, am I right?
Yes, I mean, we do keep things tasteful, but, you know, funny. And actually, a lot of our material actually comes from our clients. Customize our singing telegrams. We take songs that exist and we customize them
right
for our clients.
And occasionally, we write our own songs from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
We were once asked to do something to celebrate somebody having a sex change operation.
Good Lord.
We had to come up with lyrics for a sex change operation, but done in the style of 17th century Baroque opera.
That's a challenge.
And is there anything of that song that you can tell us that is broadcastable, that you can tell us any of the lyrics?
We didn't bring that song. We brought some other ones, though.
Okay, well, we'll get you to perform some of those in a minute. But did you know, Howard, that the singing telegram was as old as it was? Did you know it had a history going back 75 years?
As a matter of fact, I did know that.
This is because you're an expert in these matters, and I've just read it today.
Well, my expertise is in music technology, but certainly part of the issue of technology does overlap with the telephone and the telegraph, and some of these sorts of technological subjects kind of got me aware of the history of the singing telegram.
Apart from sex change operations, Laurie, what are the sort of requests do people ask you to come to go along and sing about?
Well, our standard things would be happy birthdays and anniversaries, but actually one of our most popular requests is for hen nights, and that's our very popular purple pimpogram.
Yes.
Okay.
I get dressed up quite often as a pimp in the 1970s style with a purple velour outfit with leopard trim and a big wide-brimmed hat.
There's me saying that you're a classy operation, and now I have to question.
Very classy.
Well, the music itself is still fairly classy. It's classy funk.
All right, then. Well, let's make up our minds about that, and the listeners. If you've brought along something that you can perform, an example of your work, could you take it away?
Well, maybe we should start out with a singing telegram that was for the Ministry of International Development. We were asked by a very fine charity to write a Valentine's message to a minister.
Okay.
To convince him to take action to solve HIV's problems that are occurring for women more and more.
Okay.
So we wrote this
parody. Let's have a listen, then.
It's now time for action. Ain't no use in talking. Show us that you really care. It's time for commitment. Do something about it. This is the cause we should share.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds pretty effective. Did it persuade the minister to do any action?
It did. It was amazing. We got an email back saying that the request that they gave to the minister was adopted almost word for word, the charity's platform, and that was just really thrilling for
us. Aren't many singing telegrams that can change policy. I'm afraid we've run out of time. We could get you singing a whole range of different... We could get you doing the whole jingles for the program, couldn't we? But unfortunately, we've got to leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us. That's Howard Fredericks and Laurie Fredericks talking about their new second careers away from being academics. Being singing telegrams.
75 years old.
What, you are?
I'm not. Well, they aren't either.
Don't sing any items, though, will
you? Okay, I promise. Okay. Talk toys instead. What was your favourite toy when you were a kid, Adrian?
Well, apart from Lego, I did like Lego, but I really liked fuzzy felt.